Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great day despite the fact that our politics, if you pay attention to it at all, and the fact that you're listening to the show means that you do pay some attention to it, our politics has gotten angrier, it's gotten nastier, it's gotten more filled with hatreds of various kinds. And why is that? And there at least is an argument that you can make that it's become that way because of the politics of humiliation. People feeling resentful, angry, furious in some cases because they are looked down upon. And this particularly going for that great center of American middle-class life that involves people who work hard, follow the rules, play by the rules, and currently get no respect, or at least so they believe. All that has to change, says Professor Michael Sandel, who Professor Sandel is the professor of philosophy at Harvard. He is a best-selling author. We covered his excellent piece in Atlantic Magazine just a few weeks ago. He is the author of the new bestseller, The Tyranny of Merit, What's Become of the Common Good. Michael, it's great to speak to you, and congratulations on the book.
Thanks so much, Michael. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Okay. At what point did it become kind of a bad word to become part of the elite? I think we both remember when we were growing up, everyone wanted to be in some kind of elite, some kind of elite performance, some kind of elite qualification. When did deep, deep resentment for elitism become part of the American mindset?
Well, it's a great question. Elite can mean excellence, something worth striving for, as you say. It can also mean hubris and looking down on people who work for a living. And I think it's the second meaning of elite. I write of the meritocratic hubris of elites, of the professional classes, that has really become a factor in our politics in building up over the last few decades. And we saw a backlash against the tendency of meritocratic elites to look down. We saw a backlash in 2016. We saw it with Brexit in Britain. We saw it with the election of Donald Trump in the United States. And it's now become quite a potent source of the anger and resentment and grievances that roil our politics.
Now, one of the things that you hear, and this has become almost a mantra for a lot of people on Joe Biden's side of things. Joe Biden is the first Democratic nominee for President of the United States.
Right.
Since Walter Mondale, who does not have an Ivy League college degree. And if you go on back, Barack Obama went to Harvard. Hillary had her Yale degree. Bill Clinton had his Yale degree. And Michael Dukakis had his Harvard degree. Is this important? Is this an advantage that Joe Biden has, that he went to University of Delaware?
Not by itself, but it could be a way of avoiding or reaching beyond the meritocratic hubris that has generated so much resentment among working people. It is a striking fact that he's the first Democratic nominee in 36 years not to come from an Ivy League college or university, and I think it gives him the possibility of connecting more effectively with blue-collar workers than previous Democratic presidential nominees have done. Whether he will actually take full advantage of that remains to be seen. But it points to a broader feature of our politics, that credentialed elites have been governing elites in both parties, the mainstream Democratic and Republican candidates and presidents in recent decades. And yet, looking at the state of our public discourse, looking at the condition of our public life, I think it's pretty hard to say that those highly credentialed elites, the best and the brightest, to use David Halberstam's ironic phrase for credentialed elites, hard to say that they've done a terrific job of governing in recent decades.
I think you're right. I think that people would look at the governance in the United States of recent years and find a lot that is deeply lacking. In terms of social mobility, part of the heart of it that you argue in The Tyranny of Merit is that there is resentment of the fact that the old American dream of picking yourself up by your bootstraps and changing your status in life, that still happens in America, but it doesn't happen as often in the United States as it does in other countries. Why is that?
Well, we used to think, and we used to console ourselves, that we in America don't have to worry about inequality because we have mobility. You're not stuck in the class of your birth. In America, you can work hard and rise. And that's to some extent true, but it's far less often than we'd like to think. And it's far less often than is the case in many European countries. The chance to rise in one generation from a poor family to an affluent one. And that's partly because it turns out that having a basic access to education and housing and decent conditions of life are among the conditions that help people rise. And so when there's a growing divide between winners and losers, as there has been in recent decades, it becomes harder to rise, not easier.
One of the things that a number of people have pointed out is that we now have in American high schools, and you and I were just talking off the air because we happened to go to the same high school at approximately the same time, coincidentally, didn't know each other. But one of the things that people talk about is that high schools used to offer shop classes. You took metal shop or wood shop or auto shop. Girls took, heaven help us, home economics classes. Right now, there even used to be trade schools that were high school alternatives. In Los Angeles, they had Manual Arts High School. Now, all of that has gone away. Does that detract from the dignity and the respect that we should be giving to working people?
I think that the lack of support and investment and respect for forms of learning that equip people for a world of work that may not involve or require a university degree, I think this is a great loss. And I think a political agenda that puts right at the center the dignity of work has to reverse that tendency.
And part of that would be doing what apparently they do very well in Germany, is preparing people for jobs right out of high school, rather than requiring a college degree. Fascinating and important book. It is certainly influencing the public discourse, The Tyranny of Merit, What's Become of the Common Good. Professor Michael Sandel of Harvard, the author. Thanks for this. He's going to be speaking tomorrow night, Wednesday night, September 16th, at 7:30 p.m. On a digital stage through Seattle Town Hall. This is going to be presented via live stream. Find out about it at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Medved Show. I watched President Trump's day yesterday with some interest, and I thought that his event that he did, which was a roundtable conversation with Latinos for Trump in Arizona. Arizona is one of those states President Trump carried last time by 4 points. And the polling indicates he's in trouble in Arizona this time. And one of the things that the Trump campaign, I think very wisely, has focused on is trying to lift his percentage of Latino support. That's crucial for Florida, which is as tight as it could be. It's virtually a tie there. And it's also crucial for Arizona, where Latinos are a growing part of the electorate. President Trump was cheerful. He was accessible. I don't know why it wasn't really a rally. I mean, obviously, a lot of people were upset by the fact that there were no social distancing rules observed at the rally at all. And of course, President Trump could do better with material like that, particularly when he's facing the blowback from the Woodward book, etc. But the basic event yesterday at Latinos for Trump was a very positive event for the president. He spoke and meaningfully interacted with the various Latino individuals who are up on the platform with him, including Artie Moreno, who is the owner of the California Angels, and who aren't doing that well this season. But then again, it's a tough season for baseball. In any event, the president also did events yesterday with California Governor Gavin Newsom, his first real formal response to the wildfires. And he actually got a gracious moment from Governor Newsom. This is clip 11, Jeremy. He got a gracious moment from the governor of California, who is also known as the ex-husband of Kimberly Guilfoyle, who is now virtually a member of the Trump family. And you wonder, I mean, if the two of them in interacting, the governor of California, the Democrat, and President Trump, the Republican, if they ever make that connection, the fact that the president's son's live-in girlfriend is the ex-wife of the governor of California. Well, okay. Gavin Newsom was thanking the president in clip 11 for the unprecedented aid that Mr. Trump had provided. Listen.
I want to thank you and acknowledge the work that you've done to be immediate in terms of your response to our FMAG request 14. And we were just talking, Mark Iliducci, the head of the Office of Emergency Services, may be a record that the states received in the FMAG support, as well as the major disaster declaration, which he referenced on August 22nd, which was profoundly significant, not only to help us support our mutual aid system, but also individuals that are in desperate need of support. We can agree to disagree, and I appreciate your frame on the politics of this, but let me just acknowledge two things briefly, and I'll turn it back to you. There's no question when you look past this decade and looking past almost 1,000-plus years that we have not done justice on our forest management. I don't think anyone disputes that. I want to acknowledge we have our U.S. Forest Representative here. The state of California, your administration just entered into a first-of-its-type commitment over the next 20 years to double our vegetation management and forest management. Right. I want to thank you for supporting that effort, funding that effort. We acknowledge our role and responsibility to do more in that space.
Okay, this is very positive. This is constructively working together. And there was also a perfectly okay and substantive exchange between the President of the United States and Wade Crowfoot. Wade Crowfoot is California's Secretary for Natural Resources. Now, this became notorious, and it's one of those things. It isn't exactly fake news, but it is overinterpreted news through a partisan lens. Listen to the actual exchange, and then we're going to hear a little bit of the way it was covered in prominent media. This is President Trump in exchange with California's Secretary for Natural Resources. And the Secretary for Natural Resources, naturally, rather than trying to acknowledge that he might have done better, which is something that Gavin Newsom acknowledged, wanted to put all of the blame or most of the blame on climate change? Listen.
From our perspective, there is amazing partnership on the ground, and there needs to be. As the governor said, we've had temperatures explode this summer. You may have learned that we broke a world record in the Death Valley, 130 degrees. But even in greater LA, 120 plus degrees. And we're seeing this warming trend make our summers warmer, but also our winters warmer as well. So I think one area of mutual agreement and priority is vegetation management. But I think we want to work with you to really recognize the changing climate and what it means to our forests and actually work together with that science. That science is going to be key. Because if we ignore that science and sort of put our head in the sand and think it's all about vegetation management, we're not going to succeed together protecting Californians.
Okay. It'll start getting cooler.
You just watch. I wish science agreed with you.
Well, I don't think science knows, actually.
Okay. The comment, I don't think science knows, probably not the best comment in the world. And the president's instinctive assurance that it's going to start getting cooler. Well, maybe cooler than 130 degrees. Even in California, it starts getting cooler toward the end of November or whenever. But listen to the way that this was covered by Andrea Mitchell on MSNBC together with Chris Murphy. Listen as she sends up a kind of a softball pitch to Senator Murphy of Connecticut. Listen.
Well, he's already rolled back the Obama-era environmental regulations, especially in California, on clean air, and is still denying the climate effect. We've got a hurricane about to hit the Gulf Coast tonight, slowly moving, which could make it more dangerous in terms of, you know, the water, the rain, the surge. And look at what is happening to the West Coast. And it is undeniable, according to any scientist, any credible scientist, to say nothing of what's happening with COVID-19.
Okay, and then Murphy becomes impassioned. Listen.
I mean, cooler? Right? That's bananas. Right? This president is fundamentally divorced from reality. He's not right. Right? And we got to call it like it is. I mean, climate change is here. It is ruining our country. It is costing lives. Never mind the giveaway on the economy. Right? If you don't get serious about climate change, yeah, your nation is going to be in peril, but you're also forsaking literally millions of jobs in clean energy technology that right now the Chinese and the Japanese and the Germans are taking.
Okay, and then the idea that Trump is getting people killed, that's the way he finished his statements. We will get to more on that and a viral clip about Crazy Nancy. Is that accurately reported? We'll get to that coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With Hurricane Sally set to make landfall late Tuesday or early Wednesday, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves is reminding everyone.
The thing about Hurricane Sally is that it's been very unpredictable. The place at which it's going to hit landfall has been very unpredictable. It was less than 48 hours ago when Sally was moving 12 to 13 miles an hour. And it slowed down. And typically when these storms slow down in the Gulf of Mexico, they tend to intensify significantly.
The governor speaking there on Fox News. President Trump is cheering a historic deal that normalizes relations between Israel, Bahrain, and the UAE. The president saying Israel will get what they've wanted for a long time.
What Israel is getting and what we're all getting, but what Israel is getting more than anything else is peace.
A ceremonial signing taking place at the White House. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
On the Michael Medved Show, sometimes things are repeated often enough that they become just part of the public discourse and people accept them and they don't get corrected anymore. And it's actually kind of a shame. You'll notice that Andrea Mitchell was talking about, quote, the science, which we will get to in a moment, that says that because of climate change, hurricanes are worse and the wind is going to blow stronger and the world is going to get hotter and we're all going to perish and it's all apocalyptic and it's all miserable. Actually, the government authorities, the people for working for the UN and for the United States government before President Trump have questioned some of that received wisdom. But that doesn't stop Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut from basically losing it as he takes off against President Trump's alleged disregard of science. Listen.
And so even if you think it's going to get cooler, put the money into climate change because you want to create jobs for the 10 million people, or for the 10% of the American public that's out of work today because the Trump administration botched COVID response. So it's, I know sometimes we laugh when we hear the president say these things, but he's killing people. He's killing people. He's killing people by not responding to the COVID crisis. He's killing people by refusing to confront climate change. And at some point we have to sort of wrap our heads around the fact that this may not be accidental, that some of this may be willful.
Senator Murphy, thank you so much.
Okay, some of it may be willful. He wants to kill people. He takes delight in killing people. And Andrea Mitchell doesn't follow up that question, him saying that some of this can't be accidental. It has to be willful. What's in it for him? mean, seriously. I remember there were, well, there are crazies in the far fringes of the internet, and not a few of them, many of them, who believe that President Bush and Bill Gates and QAnon people, they're all trying to kill billions of people because they think the world is overpopulated. Is that what Chris Murphy thinks about President Trump? And let me just go to an editorial today in the Wall Street Journal. And can we agree that the Wall Street Journal is not way out there? It's not on the fringe. They are not science deniers. They, in fact, recognize science, and they are critical when it's appropriate of the Trump administration. But they say in an editorial today, meeting with President Trump on Monday in California, that's yesterday, Gavin Newsom, the governor, disagreed on climate policy, but said, there's no question that we have not done justice on our forest management. I want to thank you for supporting that effort. And then the journal says, as for climate and hurricanes, let's repeat that there is little or no evidence that storm frequency and the modest global warming of the last century are linked. As scientist Roger Pielke has noted, hurricanes hitting the U.S. have not increased in frequency or intensity since 1900. In other words, it's basically been static, the same. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has said, quote, it is premature to conclude that human activities, and particularly greenhouse gas emissions that cause global warming, have already had a detectable impact on Atlantic hurricane or global tropical cyclone activity. The United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change says it too lacks evidence to show that warming is making storms and flooding worse. And yet you hear it, and you hear it again and again and again and again. And so people say, oh, yeah, well, yeah, it must be true because I've heard it so much. Look, I understand there's stuff like this on our side, too. President Trump loves to say we passed the biggest tax cut in U.S. history. Okay, it wasn't. It was a big tax cut. I supported it. I'm thrilled about it. It was the eighth largest tax cut. Honestly, the eighth largest tax cut since 1945. John Kennedy had a bigger tax cut in terms of the percentage that was actually trimmed from what people were due to pay in. And so did, of course, President Reagan a couple of times, President Bush. It's a great tax cut. You don't have to say it's the greatest in American history. But it's been said so often that what's the point? People either believe it or they don't, and many people believe it. So, meanwhile, there's this also, when you talk about things that go wrong. Right now, there's a viral 10-second little something of Jim Cramer on CNBC referring to Nancy Pelosi as Crazy Nancy. There's a viral clip from the interview, and listen, and then we'll put it in context. This is a 10A, Jeremy.
3 days ago, you told CNN you were optimistic about a deal.
I am.
Really? I mean, I thought I'd take it right off the table right here at this very minute. You got Mark Meadow go and say he was the skunk at the party. He didn't really, you know, he's gotten the way between you and, I think, Secretary Mnuchin. I mean, what deal can we have at Crazy Nancy? I'm sorry, that was the president. I have such reverence for the office, I would never use that term. But it is
hard.
But you
hard, just did.
Oh, come
but
on.
But you just did.
You know what I mean. You know,
I know
what I mean.
What you
the reverence
I
have
do.
For the office is so great that I think it's a travesty to ever call. Look, you spent.
Well, you know
whole
what? Let me just say this. Anything the president says is a projection of his own insecurities. He calls other people crazy because he knows he is. He calls. He complains about this, that, and the other thing because he knows his own shortcomings. He's a master of projection. So anytime he says something, you say, "Uh oh," that's what he's thinking of himself.
Okay. If you take that. And you actually play the whole context as we just did. No, Jim Cramer did not address her as Crazy Nancy as a way of insulting her. And in fact, he made that doubly clear in the conclusion of the interview. That's clip 10B.
Pelosi, and again, you know I was being facetious when I used the term.
Of course I do. I have great respect for you, and I know you.
You. Anyone who gives their life to public service and is the Speaker of the House should not be called that name. I don't even want to use it again. Thank you so much,
don't
Nancy
worry about
Pelosi,
that.
Speaker
Let that
of the
be
House.
Your biggest problem today.
Okay,
thank you so much. Thank
Always
you,
good to talk to you. Thank
Lovely
you.
To chat with you. Thank you.
Okay, a fairly agreeable chat. It's not fair to say that basically that CNBC, which of course is a division of NBC, is saying that the Speaker of the House is crazy. But there are some worries about a very high-ranking official who handles communication for 80,000 government employees through the Department of Health and Human Services. And when I say fears, I mean fears about basic mental illness, which he has raised. And this is going to be an increasing story as the week goes by, I am sure. But we will get to it because it's just one of those things that is truly amazing. And do you believe that there is a real chance that we will have a civil war in the streets about the next election if President Trump is elected or if Joe Biden is elected? And which is more likely? It's amazing to me that we're even talking in these terms in this country right now, but we are. We will get to that and to the very strange case of Michael Caputo coming up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
He has control over this world.
This is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Most of us, nearly all of us in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
For those who follow the stock market, today was an okay day. I mean, it was up most of the day and not huge amounts, but 100 points, sometimes more than 100 points. Market closed, I think it was 6 points up, so it's just about static. But for people who think about investments, first of all, everybody should, because even if it's just a small amount of money, you can actually put that money to work for you. And if you were in early on some of the best performing IPOs of 2019, 2020, I mean, then that money works for you in a very big way. I'll tell you who was in on that kind of initial public offering. Our crowd investors. With our crowd, accredited investors have access to invest directly, easily, and most importantly, early with startups. You can be in on the ground floor with as little as a $10,000 investment. Now, investors have benefited from our crowd companies companies that have been bought by the likes of Nike, Microsoft, Oracle, and Intel. All you have to do to find out more about it is click on the banner at michaelmedved.com. And yes, I'm very partial to this company because I've been aware of it and invested in it from the very beginning. Why? It's my brother's company, Jonathan Medved. And most of those startups that they're investing in are in Israel and the United States. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Our Crowd. It is a great opportunity, particularly with the optimism surrounding the Middle East right now. Okay, I mentioned optimism. There wasn't a lot of optimism from Michael Caputo. And the way the New York Times covers the story, and if you actually look at the videotape that Michael Caputo posted on Facebook, it's fair coverage. They say that the top communications official of the powerful cabinet department that's in charge of combating the coronavirus made outlandish and false accusations over the weekend that career government scientists were engaging in sedition in their handling of the pandemic, and that left-wing hit squads were preparing for armed insurrection after the election. Michael Caputo, the Assistant Secretary of Public Affairs, the Department of Health and Human Services, accused the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention of harboring a resistance unit determined to undermine President Trump, even if that opposition bolsters the death toll from COVID-19. Mr. Caputo was faced intense criticism for leading efforts to warp CDC weekly bulletins to fit Mr. Trump's pandemic narrative, suggested that he personally could be in physical danger from opponents of the administration. Quote, if you carry guns, buy ammunition, ladies and gentlemen, because it's going to get hard to get, he urged his followers. He went further, saying that his physical health was in question and, quote, my mental health has definitely failed. Well, yeah, I think so. I don't like being alone in Washington, Mr. Caputo said, describing, quote, shadows on the ceiling in my apartment, there alone, shadows are so long. He also said the mounting number of COVID-19 deaths was taking a toll on him. He said, you are not waking up every morning and talking about dead Americans. Okay, that's his job. To a certain extent, Mr. Caputo's comments in a video he hosted live on his personal Facebook page were simply an amplified version of remarks the president has made. I don't think that's fair. CDC scientists haven't gotten out of their sweatpants except for meetings at coffee shops. This is Caputo. To plot how they're going to attack Donald Trump next, Caputo said. There are scientists who work for this government who do not want America to get well. Not until after Joe Biden is president. A longtime Trump loyalist with no background in health care, Mr. Caputo, 58, was appointed to the White House post, by the White House to his post in April, at a time when the president's aides suspected that the health secretary, Alex Azar, was protecting his public image instead of Mr. Trump's. Mr. Caputo coordinates the messaging of an 80,000 employee department. Isn't that astonishing? That is at the center of the pandemic response, overseeing the Food and Drug Administration, the CDC, and the National Institutes of Health. And they issued a concerning this extremely eccentric posting that Mr. Caputo did. The Department of Health and Human Services issued the following statement. Mr. Caputo is a crucial, integral part of the president's coronavirus response, leading on public messaging as Americans need public health information to defeat the COVID-19 pandemic. Mr. Caputo's 26-minute broadcast on Facebook included the prediction that the president would win re-election in November, but that his Democratic opponent, Joe Biden, would refuse to concede, leading to violence. And when Donald Trump refuses to stand down at the inauguration, the shooting will begin, he said. The drills that you've seen are nothing. Mr. Caputo's remarks also dovetailed in part with those of Roger Stone, a longtime confidant of Mr. Caputo. His first job coming out of college at the University of Buffalo, Caputo, was as a driver for Roger Stone. Roger Stone, of course, had a 40-month prison term that was commuted by the president. Stone said on this Friday that Mr. Trump should consider declaring martial law if he loses re-election. That's Roger Stone. Grant Smith, a lawyer for Mr. Stone, was among the followers who had joined Caputo's talk on Sunday. Mr. Caputo has 5,000 Facebook friends, and his video was viewed more than 850 times. He's now shut down his account. Overall, his tone was deeply ominous. He warned, again without evidence, that there are hit squads being trained all over this country to mount armed opposition to a second term for Mr. Trump. Quote, you understand that they're going to have to kill me, and unfortunately, I think that's where this is going. In a statement yesterday, Mr. Caputo told the New York Times, since joining the administration, my family and I have been continually threatened and harassed by people who have later been prosecuted. This weighs heavily on us, and we deeply appreciate the friendship and support of President Trump as we address these matters and keep our children safe. He insisted on Facebook that he would weather the controversy, saying, "I'm not going anywhere." And he boasted of the importance of his role, stating that the president had personally put him in charge of a $250 million public service advertising campaign intended to help the United States return to normal. This is all deeply questionable. The other thing is that when you look at Caputo's resume, there's one thing that leaps out at you. He's done a lot of work in Russia. And in fact, he lists on his resume that he was a former advisor to President Vladimir Putin. He also has a Russian born wife, and his ex-wife is also Russian born. So what is going on with him? It is unclear. He charged in his video that scientists deep in the bowels of our CDC walked around like they are monks and holy men, but they are engaged in rotten science. To allow people to die so that you can replace the president is a grievous venial sin, he said. And these people are all going to hell. Okay, if you have just said on Facebook that the people that you're working with at the Centers for Disease Control, which can we agree it's kind of important right now, the Centers for Disease Control? I mean, I hope and so ardently that the virus subsides, that we are better, that we don't have a second wave, that we're not losing 1,000 Americans a day, that we don't continue to have this huge upsurge in cases that we have and people suffering. But since we're not there yet, kind of to have the CDC under the being represented, at least in public, by this fellow who appears to be having a nervous breakdown in a very public way, I think we can probably do better in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.